Her 99 nobles raid through Bankery Fair, and Bonnie Glen Logie was the furrower there.
I think it is important. It looks to me like an easy target in a way. And it's one of those things that unless enough people raise their voices in support of it, it could just go without a fight, and I think that would be wrong.
Yes, that really is one-time piper and, oh, just occasionally spin doctor for Tony Blair, Alistair Campbell, who's been tweeting this week, urging people to sign a petition in support of the Plockton School. That petition started just 3 days ago, had by last night topped 5,000, and it's still climbing, with names like Barbara Dixon, Michael Mara, Ian McCalman, Brian McNeil and Edwin Collins rallying to the cause.
Simple things like working together. I mean, some people are awful at working in teams, and music is a really good way of teaching you to do that. Having sensible conversations about, you know, getting to an end together. You know, it's music has a lot of that kind of thing. Cutting that is a bad move.
Finlay Napier of the band Back of the Moon believes Plockton has many benefits, and so does this man. One of Arthur Cormac's day jobs is as head of Fashion and Gael, which teaches young kids the delights of the Gaelic language and of all sorts of traditional music.
The funding's withdrawn from the Centre of Excellence at Plockton. We're doing away with a very important part of the kind of musical ecology, if you like, that's been built up over the last few years, and that kind of pathway that organisations like Fashion and Gael have been trying to create for a long number of years, so that the best young musicians coming through the Fashion movement can make progress and go on and do further study and perhaps make their living out of music.
It's really to showcase the buzz and the confidence that is surrounding traditional music just now, more than ever before. And really, this buzz is absolutely down to government investments such as the Centre of Excellence.
Suzanne Houston from Gonsby is now at the Royal Scottish Academy for Music and Drama. She's organising a demonstration in Glasgow's George Square tomorrow lunchtime, when she's encouraging people to bring their instruments along. She says she had two fantastic years at Plockton.
The experience that it gives you, things like going on tour, dealing with professional musicians that are coming up to work with you, I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Phil Cunningham hopes to be there too. For him, Highland Council did something innovative 10 years ago. Councillors should remember that now.
In the short space of 10 years, there's been an incredible amount of work done. There's been an incredible amount of success, and our music and our culture is flourishing. Plockton High School has played a huge part in that.
And a certain Mr. Campbell would agree with that, though he concedes he won't be breaking out his pipes again, even if the campaign succeeds.
I think there's one thing I can absolutely guarantee you, is that the days when I was getting anywhere near excellence in my piping are long gone. I used to be not bad, and I'd say that now I'm pretty average.